9:53. KFI AM 640, more stimulating talk radio. Gary Hoffman and the KFI Sunday Morning News. Theater time. It's theater time. You have stumbled on, this is the good time to listen to the radio today. A very highly entertaining piece in the New York Times this week that actually made me laugh out loud. And I didn't read the whole thing because I thought the beginning of it was funny enough. It said that Mitt Romney has found an unusually close friend on the campaign trail. Not his dog, not his wife, not his campaign manager. Ron Paul. That Mitt Romney and Ron Paul have become friends. And if neither of the two of them get the nomination this year, they might want to take their friendship to the big screen in like a political odd couple. And if you can imagine the opening credits, Ron Paul on the front of an old Indian motorcycle, zooming through the streets, wearing an old leather football helmet, and Mitt Romney with his hands around Ron's waist, holding on for dear life. No helmet, you know, because of the hair. And then the two of them on the beach, Mitt Romney head-to-toe sunscreen, the hat with those silly flappy things in the back to keep the sun off of his neck, and Ron Paul sitting in a lounge chair next to him wearing baby oil and a Ludwig von Mises book. And that's it. And Romney with a little umbrella drink with no alcohol in it, of course. And then Ron Paul with a Lone Star beer. That's where it went. He got a Mitt Romney using a fork and spoon to eat spaghetti, Ron Paul using a knife. I don't know how that would work, but it might. And then, so, if you will, join with me on today's episode of the Republican Odd Couple. Ron Paul and Mitt Romney talk about their opponents, Rick Santorum and Newt Gingrich. By the way, celebrity voices impersonated. And what's with those sweater vests? There's no way Santorum's going to be president. The Constitution doesn't say a damn thing about sweater vests. Tell me about it, Ron. A fashion choice as daring as that has no place in the White House. Hey, Ron, why is it you want the United States to go back to the gold standard? Don't you think market forces should be allowed to dictate the value in dollar, the other global currencies, thereby setting a more natural value used in international commerce? Sure, if you want the United States to be slaves to people like the French and the Chileans, I for one think the gold standard is, well, it's the gold standard when it comes to monetary policy. Let's make a compromise. Maybe we could put the U.S. on the gold plate standard and let Joseph Smith be the Secretary of the Treasury. Hey, Mitt, we're going to be late to the debate. Would you hurry up? I'm trying. Does my tie look straight? Mitt, you're so square, you'd make Elton John look straight. I mean it, Ron. If I don't look good for the debate, people will start voting for someone like Newt Gingrich. And we just can't have an emotional, immoral, loose cannon like that drinking caffeine in the Oval Office. He might spill on the Resolute desk. Well, that'd be better than you getting your hair product all over. It's not over yet. Don't go anywhere. Ron, are you expecting company? Oh, it's the pizza guy. Hey, pizza guy. I love cars. I ordered that pizza, Mitt. You get your mitts off of it. Well, Ron, are you going to share? Share? When's the last time you wanted to share? And universal health care doesn't count. Well, I let you use my iron before last week's candidate roundtable. And your broken iron burned my copy of the Constitution. I had to write the entire thing down from memory. Besides, I got cheese on my pizza and pepperoni and sausage. You know I only like sauce on my pizza. No cheese. Too exotic. That's it. I was just thinking if they did do a show, maybe that would be good. But this New York Times article does go on and point out that the first paragraph is very funny because it says that there was a challenge of a softball game, and I'm not making this up, from Ron Paul and his group of advisors to Mitt Romney and his group of advisors. And Ron Paul says, they didn't show up. We scheduled it. We really razz them about it. You guys check it out. A softball game. It could have been much, much better. I'm just kidding. I wouldn't do that. When we come back, Jeremy Lin, this phenomenon that has taken over the NBA and the sports world extends far